You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event. I do always enjoy our conversations with Schneider Electric. Always very informative, amazing stuff they're doing for the industry.
Amazing stuff and a great way to cap off day three.
Absolutely. We'll say hello to our guest. His name is Mark Miller. He's the director of water industry business for Schneider Electric. Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you guys for having us, and hopefully you still will say you nice things about Schneider after I leave. So,
well, we'll
about Schneider, but you personally, we're not so sure yet.
Yeah, I understand. It could go either way right now.
This will be an interesting conversation for sure. Mark, before we get into our interesting conversation, take a quick sec. Remind the audience what Schneider's all about. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We're obviously a global organization of about 25 million euros with about 170,000 employees worldwide. We make a lot of stuff, and we do that around, we produce products, services, solutions, and software for various different market segments, water being one of our prominent market segments. I handle a marketing sales organization and some front-end engineering group for the U.S. water market. We're about 25 to 30 people concentrating on the water, wastewater market segment. And what our task is to take all that stuff that Schneider does do, really focusing on some of our software solutions and our products and our services, and incorporate that into our expertise of my team in the water, wastewater world, and take that message to help solve our customers' problems and issues.
Mark, lots of wailing and gnashing of teeth about the state of the water infrastructure, particularly in the U.S. What's your perspective on it? How bad is it? How good is it? Where are we?
I think it's not as bad as, you know, as some people might say. I think it gets its publicity of being bad when the bad happens, it's really,
really bad. Yeah.
I think the problem is we know what's needed to get it fixed. That's the good news. The bad news is, for me and for what we see, is we don't know how to get out of our own way to get it fixed, both from a financial standpoint or how we traditionally have procured in this market. There's obviously some politics. There's us as suppliers. You know, what we really need to do is to really start talking about changing this up a little bit so that we can start moving and starting to knock some of this stuff off so that it doesn't just keep getting worse and worse.
And any specific thoughts on how?
You know, we in Schneider, we really are trying to focus, and it sometimes gets overused, but the word solution. So what we want to be is an integral player with our customers and not just a product supplier. I'm really tasked and focusing our team on solving problems for our customers. And the more we can solve and become a value chain member to our customer, and that customer base is not just the water municipality, that's the consultants, that's the system integrators, that's the OEMs providing solutions. The more we can grab around those and focus on all of that across the board, the better off I think we in Schneider will be in becoming a prominent player in this and really changing the market for the positive. A lot of that can be done in the methods of procurement. A lot of that can be done in not piecemealing individual, you know, traditionally in the design bid build world, you know, if there's a new whatever being built, a new facility, we'll contract out and we'll see what our best price is on this electrical distribution equipment. We'll contract out and find out what the best OEM is to provide the aeration, what the best solution is around the automation, and then the best solution we can find and best price around software. What we try to do is say, we can do all of that, allow us to work with you while you do that, and we can, A, solve you long-term money by working with that, but then more importantly, provide a much better solution to you.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Mark Miller of Schneider Electric. Talk to me about what Schneider's doing with smart water systems. That's some exciting stuff.
I guess the first thing is to everybody here probably has a different definition of what the word smart means.
That's a good point.
Yep. So
what's your definition?
Yeah, so from our standpoint, what we focus on, Smart both from a technology standpoint and smart for our customers. Smart from a technology standpoint is how our products, our services, our software can pull in data and then interpret that data for our customers and use that in a way to allow them to make much smarter decisions. We think we do this in a way that we have what we call our smart software solutions, clearly, but we have smart products as well. And then the other thing we do is by doing this, we allow our customers to become more advanced, more intelligent, and utilize their money, their resources, not just around the data, but what this data can do for them and make them more intelligent about how they run their day-to-day operations.
Yeah, and it sounds like all that smart data has got to be fed into the whole decision process. And you've talked about, I think your comment you made was we can't get out of our own way in terms of making the right kind of decisions. You gave us a couple of suggestions on what we should do. Any thoughts on what we should avoid in making decisions about smart water, about the infrastructure?
I would say the thing I would recommend is to not to worry too much about the word smart, but to really focus on what the solution is. And a lot of what we'll do is we talk about modernization. So modernization in itself saves money. Well, that savings of money then can be applied to other areas where we can save. So it's the changing the mentality of a lot of things we do. Let's get a price on this. Let's go with the less expensive company. And not think of the ramifications, three, four, five steps level down in the buying decision. So we need to get smarter about how we use our money and how we, as a taxpayer, how do we take this and put it all together and really have a system that solves the problem but saves the money, and then how do we utilize that savings and make sure that we as the taxpayers get the advantage of that savings and throw it back into. And it's a self-sustaining system at that point then.
When a water manager wants to optimize energy use as part of their water management process, what are some suggestions and thoughts from Schneider's point of view on that? How can you partner and help them achieve that?
I think a lot of that is around some of our software systems that we can put in place. We have systems around leak detection, water storm management, revenue grade, water loss programs, and really not just the traditional SCADA software. And so that we can say, the best example is, 30, 40% of our city's energy use is being spent on the production and distribution of water. 40% of the electricity cost or water is in water usage. So those kinds of things, so they play into each other. So that would be the thing, how do we start to utilize those kinds of software technologies to allow that process to play out.
Schneider always has a substantial presence at trade shows, particularly at ACE. This year's no exception. Tell us about what's going on in the booth.
We're really focusing on our modernization programs. We have a really neat system set up around our integrated security. Not a lot of people know this, but we have an integrated security system focusing our Pelco brand. That ties into both that same messaging around our software solution, so we can pull all this even security data, make our water and our water treatment facilities safer, allow them to manage their personnel better, and then once again utilize those kinds of savings, for other areas. We're focusing on a couple of new product launches right now. In just my area alone, we have about 40 new product launches.
Wow.
in the U.S. So it's an exciting time. Obviously, we have a recent acquisition of Invensys that even enhances our offering to the water market. In between us and now our Invensys team, I mean, we are an extremely viable player in the water market, and we can really do some neat things because of that.
All right. Well, Mark, I hate to say, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to learn more about the work you're doing out of Schneider Electric?
I would probably start with the website, clearly, schneiderelectric.com. Type in water, wastewater in the search engine, and you'll be instantly taken to the right location and get an idea of where and what we've done in years and months and days past. And I think that's a great starting point. We have plenty of case studies and references and people that'll help you from that point on. And obviously they can always pick up the phone and call me and we'll get you to the right area.
All right. Mark Miller, Director, Water Industry Business with Schneider Electric. Mark, great to have you.
Thanks, guys. It's been a blast.
Pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.